TransLink advises commuters to plan for inclement weather as a snowstorm impacts public transportation across Metro Vancouver. The transportation agency has issued dozens of alerts on many bus routes due to a winter storm in the Lower Mainland. Environment Canada issued a snowfall warning for Metro Vancouver Tuesday, November 29, morning several hours before the snow began falling. The city of Vancouver is expected to see 10 to 15 centimeters of snowfall, while other areas in the Lower Mainland, particularly at higher elevations, may see as much as 20 to 25 centimeters. As of 6 p.m. Tuesday, there are 189 alerts in effect for bus routes across the Lower Mainland. While some of them are for construction and other planned work, the lion's share is comprised of detours and delays caused by inclement weather. So far, no alerts have been issued for the SkyTrain or Canada Line due to the winter storm. Metro Vancouver weather wreaks havoc on transit system. Several locals have shared their experiences waiting in the wintry weather or being stuck on their commute. I've been stuck on this bus for over an hour. Please send help. Rudra Maharaj, Fiji, Canada, at @Rai_Maharaj, November 30, 2022. My friend's bus never showed. She's still in Surrey. I feel like waiting in case it's mission impossible. I'd rather not be downtown and then have to try to get home. Tequila BLM Mockingbird, at King of Queens 13, November 30, 2022. Slowly moving on Fraser Highway. If you're using transit, you're not going anywhere fast. Buses are bunched up by the dozens right now. My bus 20 minutes behind schedule. Rush hour, warm and comfortable. Going to get worse. Steve Ukraine, at The Nextranus, November 30, 2022. The R1 bus is struggling on some of the inclines already. Snow on road, 104th. pic.twitter.com/lxsrqx7open. Aaron Broomfield, Canada, at Aaron Broomfie7D, November 29, 2022. As TransLink salts and sands bus loops and SkyTrain stations, it advises commuters to use caution in these areas. There may also be extra crowding on some bus routes and SkyTrain platforms during this time. TransLink has also put together a winter travel guide and is calling in extra staff to coordinate service. Articulated buses are being replaced with 40-foot conventional buses, when necessary, as they are more agile in steep, slippery areas. The Millennium Line trains are switching to 4-car configurations to increase capacity, and SkyTrain attendants will be on scene to monitor guideways. A special overnight SkyTrain is also being introduced to spray de-icer on the tracks to keep trains moving. Transit riders are encouraged to build in extra travel time and plan their commutes ahead of time. They can sign up for transit alerts, use Trip Planner, or follow TransLink on Twitter. With files from Ali Turner.